News Center, I'm Teller Cup.
WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. Good Pharmacy. Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 60 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So, have you heard anything about Circle 555? My guess is not enough people do know about Circle 555. So, we have brought the commander-in-chief here to the tabletop here at Substation 2 to find out all about it. It is the lovely Dee Dee Reinhart, who is also has the designation of being the coordinator. I'll call her the commander-in-chief of the York County chapter of Circle 555. Is that right?
That's right.
That's pretty good. Okay. So, we always start off by trying to find out who our guest is. So tell us a little bit about Dee Dee, if you would.
All right. Well, I am Dee Dee Reinhart. I am wife to Jay Reinhart, which is a little more well-known than myself.
Can we change the topic of the program and just talk about that?
Anyway, and I am the relocation director at Reinhart Realty, but I've always had a heart for the community. If I'm going to live somewhere, I want to make a difference, an impact, and that's what led me to Circle 555. And I mean, we've always been involved in different ministries and organizations throughout York County, but this is kingdom building. It's making a difference in the very best way. And I'll explain later.
So. All right. So, give me some background and history on Circle 555, because I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Well, in 2008, South Carolina Christian Foundation established a steering committee to discuss forming a Christian women's giving circle. Now, South Carolina Christian Foundation is 25 years old. It was started by two gentlemen, Hugh and Bob, and I'm blanking on their last name, but it was in Spartanburg, and so that happened. And then in 2010, this concept became a reality in Spartanburg, and it was formed Circle 555, which is a women's giving circle, and it's a collective impact on your community. And and then we had Greenville that was formed in 2013. And then in 2021, the York County chapter, Kristen Ryan, which a lot of people know,
sure.
she was the coordinator that started everything. But it was through an alignment with the Rock Hill-based Westminster Foundation.
Uh-huh.
That's and Jay was a part of that. But that's what formed the York County. And then we also have a Grand Strand, which was formed in 2022. The Grand Strand launched its efforts in supporting local ministries and connecting them with donors in Georgetown and Horry counties. Yep.
Huh.
But anyway, so.
So that's about a half a dozen different chapters.
Well, there's four different chapters, and we're looking to, when I went to our conference for the coordinators just recently, they showed the map of, and it's all in South Carolina, which is unique to our state.
Sure.
But there are a lot of chapters getting ready to form. Columbia, I know, is one of them. But a lot of women are interested in starting this because it is impacting. I mean, we've impacted well over 25 different ministries in all kinds of different areas.
So there used to be an expression called the power of the purse, and that's what we're talking about here.
Well,
because we know where the decisions are made in this world.
Yes.
It's the women that make the decisions.
Well, the money is very important because the more members we have, the more donations we have, because you become a member by donation, and then the more impact we can make. But the awareness is every single bit as important as the money. And so, and I will tell you too, there's three criteria that we come alongside that the Circle 555, and this is very important, the ministry has to be in York County. And if it's in, you know, Spartanburg, Greenville, of course it's in their county, but for us, they have to be in York County. They have to impact women and children. There are a lot of amazing ministries in our community, but this is just what Circle 555 comes alongside.
Gotcha.
With our treasures.
Right.
And then the third piece is the most important, is along with their service or their need that they're filling, they present the gospel, which, you know, services, needs are very important and they're essential, but they're temporary. Everything in this world is temporary. When you share the gospel or you have the opportunity to share, not everyone's going to accept, but when you have the opportunity to share the love of Jesus, then that is eternal and that is it's life-changing. And so,
That's cool.
When you, that is the piece that's most important to our circle. And like I said, it's the fact that they present it in some way, shape, or form. Like I said, not everyone's going to take, but.
So how do you go about identifying who it is that you're going to help?
Okay. The ministry, and this is, I'm glad you asked that, because if there is a ministry that's listening right now that you feel like you fit into that criteria, we would love for you to apply. And it's SC, it's South Carolina, ChristianFoundation.org. That's, okay. And there is a ministry profile. You fill that out. It's not a, they've really simplified the process for a ministry to apply. And then they, once they fill out that application, then we will see, you know, if they meet that criteria. And then we go to our grants. I have a beautiful grants committee that's led by Sue Start. And Sue and her team, they will go on the grant as a grant. Once they make it through the South Carolina Christian Foundation board, then they are sent to the grants committee, and we will do grants visits to each of the ministries. And then that's where we'll see, you know, how they present the gospel with their service and if they're a great, if they're a good fit for the circle.
So when we say we're going to go out and do these field visits,
Yes. Is
it this committee that you're talking about, the grants committee? It's doing that work.
Yes.
And they'll go out and just see what the heck really is going on.
Yes. Yeah. I think the applications are due by the beginning of November, and then by I think it's the end of November or the 1st of December that all of the grants have gone through and they are sent to the grants committee, and then Sue will decide which committee member to go to which ministry, and then they do a video, a voiceover with pictures for the membership, and then we have a voting meeting. But anyway, when they apply, they will also tell, you know, what they need, what their ask is, their amount of money,
and how they're going to use it,
and it's best if it needs to be something towards spreading the gospel. And so if it's like they need, say, appliances for a house that is going to serve the homeless, they might want to break that up because that may not fit. You know, that you have to explain.
Okay.
So, if that makes sense.
Well, I got you. In other words, you have to keep in mind that the main purpose of this is to spread the gospel.
Right.
Right. Now.
For our circle.
Gotcha.
Yes.
But if somehow a range, you know, an oven is going to help you do that,
that's
you
right.
just got to make that narrative clear.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Okay. Like we've had to, we don't normally do building campaigns, but we had Destiny's Calling, who, for sex trafficking, they have land and they are looking to build barn dominiums for these young girls and then massive security walls, and it's out in Clover. And I was the one to go out. I was on the grants committee at that point. And I was set to go out, and I called in, and I was like, we're not supposed to do building campaigns. And they, like, there's a reason why we passed it. Oh, my goodness. I met Diana Lynn, who has the most beautiful thrift store out there, Destiny's Calling. And she shares with me, she and her husband are on two task force, or at that point, she might be on more now, and identified these girls that have been sex trafficked. And the number one I learned, and this is why the awareness piece is so important.
Oh, yeah.
But I learned that Charlotte is the number one place in South and North Carolina because of our interstates and our international airport and everything. And then Myrtle Beach is number two. But there's only 10 beds in all of South and North Carolina for these girls, and there's 100 in the entire United States.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. For this. So it's just it's a huge need. So the circle, that was our number one voted thing.
And that's
and it was a building campaign. And then the other one was Isaiah 117 House.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's for, you know, these children that are being removed from their home and the worst day of their life, you know, and having to go stay in a DSS office.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, but the Isaiah 117 house wasn't quite built, but now it is. And,
yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. So I tell you, we have done some programs here in the past with the York County Sheriff's Office about sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that we're immune from that? Wrong. You're absolutely right what you're talking about. We're right in the hotbed of it because of all the dynamics you mentioned. Major metropolitan area, major international airport, major interstate system. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Absolutely. Well, good for you.
Yeah. I did want to share, too, that there are so many. It's diverse. There's so many ministries in our county. We're so blessed. But they all need things. But we've got, you know, of course, homelessness. We've got Pathways is one that we come alongside, and Lifehouse. And then there's inner city, the impoverished. There's inner city and at-risk youth.
Right.
There's correctional. We have at least two where they come alongside the incarcerated woman. Addiction, Kelly Master. I don't know if you've heard of her. It's For Dignity. But she, oh my goodness, she works with the incarcerated woman and people that are dealing with addiction. She goes into strip clubs. We're going to get to hear from her on September 15th, and I'm so excited. But so there's special needs. There's crisis pregnancy, school campus ministries, foster care and adoption.
It's amazing. The list is huge.
It is. It's
crazy.
I've
often thought, and maybe it would take Circle 5-5 women to advance this, because you all, they listen to you. You know, we have a very successful program here called Pennies for Progress. We built roads all over the place, $1 billion worth of roads when it's all done. What would happen if we added another penny, and that penny was to go to charity, and we set up some organization for distributing those dollars, like a Circle 5-5-5 or whatever? You realize how much money there would be available to help out? Well, a lousy little penny.
Yeah.
A lousy little penny that generates millions and millions and millions of dollars. We could really set this community on fire.
Oh, yeah.
You need to run with that, Dee Dee. You
yes,
need
sir.
To run with that.
Yes.
Because they ain't
going
to listen to me. I guarantee. Okay, we have to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. You can find out more about them online at andersongriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Okay, I want to see if you've learned how this is done. Good to be your smart lady. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How we do it is in the white letters. Anybody who can read the King's English is invited to participate. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Attention sublovers, Substation 2 is turning 40 and we're celebrating. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Be one of the first 40 customers through our doors on June 6th and win one free sub every month for an entire year. But wait, there's more. The next 40 customers will snag an incredible 40% discount on any one order placed by the end of this year. It's a sandwich sensation at Substation 2. Come join us June 6th as we celebrate 40 years of mouthwatering subs and salads. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
The lovely Dee Dee Reinhardt is with us today. She's the coordinator for the York County chapter of Circle 555, which is, in my opinion, you know, the power of the purse, and they're doing some great work, and it's gotten formalized now. You're actually doing this. You have chapters across the state, more coming online. So how does one get into Circle 555? What's the deal?
Okay. Well, we have our first fall, or for this year, our first fall meeting, September 15th. I think we're going to be at Oakland Avenue Presbyterian Church. We try and go meet in all different churches, all different places to spread that awareness. But you can, if you're 35 and older, it's $555 donation. If you're, and you can also, if God leads you to donate more, you can. If you're 35 and under, we have a junior membership for $155. And then if you are a first grader through 12th grade, we have our Loop Girls, which is, and they have their own meetings. They have their own voting meeting, and they have a service project, and then they have a celebration where they get to give the grant to the Ministry of the Choice, and then everything they raise, theirs is $5.55 to join. And then they raise money throughout the year, and then we match, as a circle, we match everything that the Loop raises, and we usually add more than their match. And then they have that to give, and it's very exciting. And Elizabeth Watson and her best group of friends in Fort Mill have done the most amazing job. They had like a pajama Christmas party. They met at Isaiah 117 house and packed up goodie bags. But they just have the best time. But with our circle, we have just two fall, we call them fall education events, and that is not boring. It's just we're being educated on the ministry. So I have 2 to 3 ministry leaders come and tell us about their ministry. And then we have, I always have an update piece, like on a ministry that was impacted by our giving.
Okay.
I have them come back and share what they did with the money, which is really
fun. Yeah.
And then on in February, I mean now March 1st, we'll have our voting meeting at First Baptist Church, and we'll have all the ministries there. You can go around and talk to them and see them and hear about their ministries, and then you vote. And then we have a celebration luncheon, a beautiful ladies' luncheon. Last year we had it at the seminary. So yeah, we had it catered. We have white tablecloths. We have speakers, singers, and we eat lunch with all the most beautiful women in York County. And we give the checks to the ministry leaders, which is just beautiful. But the thing I want to encourage anyone that's interested in learning about the ministries impacting York County, please come to the meetings. You don't have to join by donation. You can come and just hear, and because there's some people that are going to come and they have more time than they have money.
Sure.
And most of the ministries, when I ask them the question, other than prayer and funding, what is their greatest need? And almost every one of them is volunteers. And so they need other things besides our money.
Yep.
And what we, like Bobby McDonald with South Carolina Christian Foundation, what he says is it's not about the money. It's not even about the ministries. It's about the Messiah.
Yeah.
And that's what's important, is that we spread the good news and complete the Great Commission, that everyone would know about Jesus. And so
that's a great way to put it. Not about the ministry, not about the money, it's about the Messiah. That's a great line. I like that. So
please come.
So please come.
Yeah.
And we will remind you when we get closer to these dates. Give me some idea. Last year, mm-hmm. you gave how much to how many different organizations? I mean, just to give you the size of this power of the purse.
Oh, yes. Last year, we were able to, in total grants, give $56,243 to, I think it was 18 different ministries. But then my dream was to fund everyone. And we had, I think, 23 ministries complete applications. And, you know, you only have so much money.
Right.
So I got on the phone, and I actually had one generous donor pay off all of them.
Whoa.
So all of our ministries that asked for a donation were given their grant.
Jeez.
And, so, you know, it was by either gift or from our grant checks.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. So the grants are like what, $500, $5,000? It depends on what the project is?
It's anywhere from like $1,300 to $7,000. And then we used to give up to $10,000. And we found that until our chapter grows, I mean, we have about 150 members, but the more we grow and the more donations that we have, we'll be able to go back to that $10,000 mark. But right now, our highest grant is $7,000.
I would think that in a community growing as rapidly as this one is growing, mm-hmm. that you could probably double that 150 members.
That's my dream.
Well, I think we'll make that, help you make that dream come true. I think it's just a question of getting people to know what's going on here.
Right.
I mean, there's lots of women here that are fully capable of being involved with this.
Well, most all women that actually come to the meetings can't wait to come back to the next one because we make it a beautiful ladies' event. We have beautiful round tables. They sit around white tablecloths. Amazing. I have a local baker, makes yummy treats. I mean, I go big, go home. You know, I like things to be lovely. And then we have my entertainment committee is Jamie Rudolph and Laura Reister, and they decorate so beautifully and yummy food. And then we have door prizes from Christian businesses. I make sure to support our Christian. So we have amazing door prizes. And then we get to hear, the most important is we get to hear from the ministries.
Yeah.
And but I keep it to 1 hour. It's from 7 to 8 p.m. and then we're out. Hmm. I mean, so I'm very cognizant of people's time.
Yeah. But you know, the other thing about this is for ladies who want to broaden their circle of relationships to get to know people.
Yeah.
And what's going on? Somebody you might want to go hang out with dinner with or go get a drink, or whatever the case. What an ideal situation this is.
Yeah, it's, if you want to meet the most beautiful-hearted women that want to impact their community in the very best way, come.
Yeah.
You will make the best friends. And they are from, we have a whole group from Fort Mill. We have a whole group from Lake Wiley, Clover area. We have a lot from Rock Hill. And we're just growing. And we welcome all women to come. And like I said, it's four events in an entire year.
Yeah.
That's it.
Four one-hour events.
It's 1 hour, and then the ladies' luncheon's a little bit longer because we have, you know, a vocalist and just a devotion speaker. But it's so lovely, and but just to hear the heart of these people that are on the front lines in our community doing amazing things, you will be moved.
Sure. Well, I'm sorry that we didn't know about this beforehand. We should have done the show a couple years ago. Okay. So we're going to work on this with you to kind of spread the word electronically and see if we can't boost this 150 up, because it's all good. I mean, I haven't heard anything bad here.
No.
And keep in mind, you're 501c3, right?
Yes.
All right. So all this is tax deductible on top of it, right, Counselor? Yeah. He's, I can't give any opinion because I can't tell him. You just nod your head this way. I didn't identify who you are.
And like I said about the donation, if no one's going to pressure you to join anything, come check it out. Come here and enjoy.
Right.
There's nothing that you can't do at any of our meetings except for vote. But you can come to the voting meeting and not be a member by donation.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and just be aware. And when we're aware of these ministries, we spread, every single person that hears can share.
Right.
And
Sure.
Yeah.
So the process is underway right now. We are in the process of taking applications for grants. Yes?
Yes.
All right.
Well, yes.
Right.
Yes, yes. And but, you can go to that, like I said, the South Carolina Christian Foundation.
SCCF.org?
Yes.
Do you have to spell that out, or is it just the initials?
You could just put it into Google. It'll find it. Or circle555.org. If you're curious about the circle, that's it. It's just circle555.org.
Okay.
And you can find out more. You want to click the York County chapter.
Sure.
Because that's us.
Right.
And, it's a like I said, it's a collective impact that is, it's just unreal.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Well, Dee Dee Reinhardt, you're doing great work, as are the other 150 women in the York County chapter. How many women are in all the chapters so far, roughly?
It's about 150.
No, I mean all four.
Oh, goodness.
1,000?
Spartanburg's the largest, because it's been going 15 years.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, goodness.
Whatever.
It's a lot.
Yes, it's a collective impact. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for the work that you're doing. Again, go online to circle555.org. Find out more about what's going on here, and you'll be hearing more about it, I guarantee. And that is going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Graves Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at andersongraves.com. All right, we got one more opportunity for everybody to shine. before we get into the weekend here. We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. How we do it is in the white letters. And if you can read the King's English, we want you to participate at the count of three. Are we ready, gang? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.